This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Is Tawbah even part of our DNA? When is the last time we even said Istaghfirullah? Or we made Tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Some of the Salaf, before they went to sleep, brothers and sisters, they would look back on the whole day. They would look back on the whole day. All the things that I've done, all the things that I've said, all the issues that I may have flawed in, they would reflect on the whole night. They would think about the whole day. What I done from the moment I woke up all the way to the moment I slept. What did I do? And then they would make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would make tawbah to Allah azza wa jal. You know, we're living in a country where nearly every direction that we look in, there's something haram. The money that we eat, maybe the people that we look at, the people we are around, and the iman of a person will go down. Seeing these naked women all the time on the streets, in our workplaces, when you have all these filthy people who speak filthy things, from the moment you walk into your work, there's filthy people saying filthy things, the iman of a person can go down. One of the things that attains the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it could be the reason why it protects you, it's making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, "Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin." Allah loves those who make tawbah, who constantly make tawbah. There's a difference between ta'ib wa tawwab. Sighatul mubalagha. Ta'ib means someone who seeks forgiveness. Tawwab is someone who constantly seeks forgiveness. We hear a lot on the tongues of the Somalis, if a person falls into a... He tells a lie, what does he call him? A kaddab. He calls him a kaddab. Kaddab means, do you know what kaddab means? The difference between kadib and kaddab. Kaddab is an excessive liar. He may have fallen into one lie, he calls him a kaddab. Because it's very, very constant on the tongues of the Allah of our Somali mothers and fathers. Straight away kaddab. That's wrong linguistically and it's unfair. You call him kaddab, he's like, okay, he told a lie. Kaddab, excessive liar. Likewise here again, ta'if, tawwab. Constantly makes tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it could be the means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you because of you making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if He sees that sincereness in your heart, that sincerity, that goodness in your heart that you want to stay away and you're constantly making tawbah, in this land that we're living in, where all this fitness taking place, could be the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserves you. إِنْ يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ خَيْرًا يُؤْتِكُمْ خَيْرًا. If Allah sees that goodness in your heart, He will give you that goodness. There's a dua that Aisha radiallahu anha, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taught her a dua that she should read. That she should read. On Laylatul Qadr. Allahumma innaka afoon, tuhibbu al-afwa, fa'fu anni. To constantly repeat that. And the other thing that I mentioned previously, brothers and sisters, is to be complacent. We mentioned now, we narrowed it down for you of when Laylatul Qadr is most likely to be. With all the hadith that we mentioned, does that mean we become complacent? Some people tend to ask the question, hey, if Laylatul Qadr is going to be on this side of the world, hey, what about the other? It's the 22nd here, right? It's going to be the 21st. On the other side of the world. So Laylatul Qadr could be when? 25th here, it's 24th there. 27th here, 26th there. In order to just get out of this whole mushkila, do you know what the scholars say? Pray every night as if it is Laylatul Qadr. Every night. Imagine now you pray 2 rak'at. And you manage to do that on Laylatul Qadr. You think it's on the 27th? It ends up being on another night. Every day of the last 10 days, pay sadaqah. Are you going to miss Laylatul Qadr? You pay a pound, every single day of the last 10 days. You pay £10, it's as if you have paid for 84 years, that £10. You pray 2 raka'at, you read Quran, you was good to your parents, you paid sadaqah, it's as if for the whole 84 years you've... Do it on every single day. Do it on every single day. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, "Inna shahra qad hadarakum." The month has come to you, it's present. وَفِيهِ لَيْلَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. There's a night which is better than 84 years. فَمَنْ حُرِمَهَا فَقَدْ حُرِمَ الْخَيْرُ كُلُّهُ وَلَا يُحْرَمُ خَيْرُ إِلَّا مَحْرُومٌ. If you have been prevented from that night, you have been prevented from all good. Just concentrate on this statement now. فَمَنْ حُرِمَهَا فَقَدْ حُرِمَ الْخَيْرُ كُلُّهُ. Whoever has been prevented this night, he has been prevented of all good. The amount of khair, the amount of goodness, the amount of reward you might get from this one night, it is not in equal to anything else that you might ever get from any other night. Specifically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this has been mentioned in the Quran. A whole surah has come down. Kafa bidalik sharafan. It's enough as an honor for this night, the fact that a whole surah came down. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدَرِ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ surah. Constantly ask Allah, brothers and sisters, everyone sitting here, like I said to you, there is fitan, mihan. Brothers who we were teaching, brothers who memorized the Quran, brothers who used to stand in the front row on Laylatul Qadr, the last 10 days they would do itikaf. Today there is no istiqamah. Beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya ikhwan, if people like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they used to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma ya muqallib al qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. O turner of the hearts, make our hearts firm upon your religion. Ibrahim, what was so special about Ibrahim that we can't do in this country? What did Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam do? Huh? It's mentioned in the Quran. What did he do? And also, what else did he do that was like, okay, if this was to happen here, there would be madness.
Slaughter his son.
Huh?
Slaughter his son.
That's one thing. Something else. What did he do to the statues?
He destroyed
the statues. وَطَاللَّهِ لَأَكِيدَنَّ أَصْنَامَكُمْ. He swore by Allah, I'm going to break your statues. He broke the statues. He waged war against shirk. Imam al-Tawheed, after all of this, what does he say? وَجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَ نَعْبُدُ الْأَصْنَامِ. Oh Allah, prevent me and my children, my offspring, from worshipping the statues. Us being fearful of ourselves, brothers and sisters, wallahi, nobody here today, we might see some of our brothers today attending the masajid, nobody here is guaranteed to be upon istiqamah. The Prophet used to be excessive. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب اللهم يا مقلب القلوب. There was a dua he said, فإذا أردت لعبادك فتنة فاخفضني إليك غير مفتون. If you fear any fitna for your servant, then take me and I'm not مفتون. I'm not infatuated. There's people that we knew, brothers and sisters, that today have apostated from the religion of Allah. We shouldn't get complacent. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ وَالْمِنَّةِ. I stood in the last 10 days. خلاص, I'm sorry for the next 84 years. Some people have this mentality. Wallahi, I've done well. خلاص, I'm sorted till next Ramadan. Or خلاص, you know, I can relax now. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ, that this has been accepted from you. The Sahaba, forget about anyone else. The Sahaba, they used to be constantly scared. Am I from the believers? Am I not? Umar ibn Khattab, also special about him. Who can tell me? He was given glad tidings of Al-Jannah. You know, the Prophet said to him, Wallahi la yakhafanna minka shaytan. Wallahi, he said, shaytan scared of you. Ma selecta fajjan. What was the hadith again? When the Prophet said about Umar al-Khattab, Ma selecta shaytan fajjan illa selecta fajjan ghayra fajjik. Never does a shaytan take a path except that he takes a path other than the path that you take. He was scared of him. The shaitan was scared of Umar. When the Prophet ﷺ passed away, he ran to a sahabi called Hudayf ibn al-Yamani. Who was Hudayf ibn al-Yamani? Sahib al-Sir. He was someone who knew the secrets of the Prophet ﷺ. He knew the secrets. He disclosed to him the names of the munafiqeen. He grabbed him and he said to him, did the Prophet ﷺ mention me from amongst the munafiqeen? Umar ibn al-Khattab. Ibn Abi Mulayki said, أدركت 30 من أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كلهم يخاف النفاق على نفسك. I met 30 of the companions. All of them, they feared hypocrisy amongst themselves. So if this is them now, so scared, and we're going to get too complacent, وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ وَالْمِنَّ I'm sorted. 84 years, I'm fine. No, wallahi. This is a deluded mentality. And inshallah ta'ala will conclude at this point. Some of the conditions of Tawbah. Did we take this last time I was here? Huh? Did we? We didn't mention this, huh? I thought maybe I mentioned this. I think it's maybe in another lecture. Some of the conditions of Tawbah. Can someone go through it very, very quickly? Okay. Sincerity. There's either five, or you can like compress it to three. Huh. You need to be regretful of your action.
Not to do that sin again.
Now, to make the decision with yourself that you're not going to do it again. Huh.
Stop immediately.
Stop immediately. Good. You can't be stabbing someone and saying, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Or a person is having zina with his family. Not with his family. With his girlfriend, and he says, astaghfirullah. Abadan. How can you do a sin and at the same time say, astaghfirullah? Naqidain la yajtami'an. You have to stop that sin immediately. You have to stop that sin immediately. You have to be regretful about the action that you're doing. And you have to make the decision if you say you're not going to do it again. Hey, people tend to ask the question, okay, what if I do it again? I have an addiction of cigarettes, masturbation, pornography. I have an addiction to all these things. Hey, what if I do it again? You will say this person's a joker. He's playing around. Huh? He constantly goes back to Allah Azza wa Jalla. We mentioned the ayah before. Inna Allah yuhibbu tawwabin. Tawwabin is someone that excessively makes tawbah. Constantly goes back to Allah Azza wa Jalla. But Allah knows if this person is sincere with his tawbah. Or he's playing around trying to make a joke out of it. He doesn't say astaghfirullah, he does it again. Astaghfirullah, he does it again. Some people, they turn it into a joke. You have to be regretful. Okay, tayyib, what if I now took the money of someone? Is it enough for me to make tawbah to Allah Azza wa Jal? Hey? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us, من كانت عنده مظلمة لأخيه من عرض أو من شيء فليتحلله منه اليوم. Whoever has oppressed his brother or anything pertaining his honor, you spoke about his honor, you oppressed him in any way, let this person seek forgiveness today. People wait for Laylatul Qadr. Oh, when I'm going Hajj, they send a text message. If I oppressed you, forgive me. The Prophet ﷺ said now. Before there comes that day, لا يكون دينار ولا درهم. No dirham. Currency ain't gonna benefit you. Nothing's gonna benefit you. إن كان له من عمل صالحات أخذ منه بقدر مظلمته وإن لم يكن له عمل صالحات أخذ من سيئات صاحبه فحمل عليه. If he has good deeds, it gets taken away from him. If he doesn't have any good deeds, what happens? The sins of the person that you backbited, that you spoke about, you spoke ill about, the money that you took, the person that you hit, it's going to be taken away from him. It's going to be taken away from him, placed on your back. Imagine now someone, you've been striving for 19 hours in the month of Ramadan here in Luton or in Bedford. Someone comes on Yawm al-Qiyamah, he takes the last 10 days of your reward. From 2009, hayya, 2004, he takes your Hajj. He takes your Siyam. From 2003, the Laylatul Qadr, you came to realization. that I need to be on point in the year 2016 after listening to a lecture, but you blew it. Because you spoke about the honor of this person. If there is a person you have oppressed, brothers and sisters, الظلم ظلمات يوم القيامة. The darkness, darkness on يوم القيامة. ظلم, the oppression is darkness on يوم القيامة. Don't wait till then, before it's too late. أو تقول حين ترى العذاب, لو أنا لي كرة فأكون من المحسنين. And when he sees the punishment, he said, if only there was a return. So I can be from those who do good. It's a bit too late now. That's why one of the names of the Day of Judgment is يوم الندامة, يوم الحسرة. The day of regret. And Allah says, وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ. Warn them of the day of regret. You'd rather the guy maybe look down upon you, oh what, you spoke about me, yeah? Say this to you in this dunya, then come on يوم القيامة. When it's a bit too little, too late. All your actions have been taken away from you. So if there is a person that you have oppressed, brothers and sisters, get rid of it today. Especially our sisters who are known to maybe sit in gatherings and speak about others. It's more flowing on their tongues. Seek that forgiveness today. You'd rather do that now, sooner rather than later. Inshallah ta'ala naktafi bihadha al-qadar. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.